Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hope everybody's doing well today. I want to welcome Sheldon Brown and John Gauntlet to the Unimpressed podcast today. And I'm unimpressed that we haven't got to talk to these guys sooner because of what's going on in the transportation world with gas prices, you know, going out the roof and so forth. And these guys have a transportation business in Charleston, South Carolina. And welcome, John, Sheldon, to the show. I'm glad to have you here, and maybe you guys can give me some insight of what's going on in your world.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. So we have Premier EV Solutions. Essentially, we are an EV rideshare business. You can essentially book us directly to take you really anywhere in Charleston, essentially.
Yes.
We've done trips in and out of Charleston as well, so we do long-term trips. But right now, we're still in what we call the beta mode. We're still figuring out exactly how we're going to get our platform to move forward and what's the most convenient for not just ourselves, but our clients as well.
Now, how did you guys, you know, you're from, John, where are you from originally?
Shout out to Miami, Florida.
All right.
305.
All right. So John's from Miami. You're from Long.
Yep. You're Long, South Carolina.
So tell me how you guys met.
College, Claflin University. Shout out Claflin.
Yeah, see you.
Yeah, we met at Claflin University. We actually pledged the same fraternity there. That's actually how we really met. We knew of each other.
Yeah.
On campus, small campus, Claflin University.
Shout out to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
Yep.
Gotcha.
We met then, and you know, John ended up graduating. We graduated the same year, 2012. John went back to Miami. I stayed in Orangeburg. Started working with Wells Fargo. Fast forward 2016. I get an inbox on Facebook, John.
Yeah.
Hey man, I've got a job in Orangeburg. Do you still live there? I need a place to crash.
Yeah.
It's like the door's open when you get here, man.
Well, I talked to John about my connection with Orangeburg.
Yeah.
And I did gospel concerts there for Bishop Ronald Brown way back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the day. And a lot of people don't know his son is Mario Winans.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Did not know
yeah.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know any of this.
Yes. Because we when we did the concert, gospel concert with him, he did the video with us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we went down. He had a studio in St. Pete Beach. And that's when he was with Puffy, and we worked with him down there. So it's small world sometimes, right?
That song, I Need a Girl.
Yeah.
Right.
But the music, man, the music there, you'll be blown away. The instruments in that church and the sound and the music. He's a great artist.
At Claflin University, we saw the choirs. He used to always go at it. The concert choir, which were like the university choir.
Yeah.
And then you had the gospel choir, which was just like the people that, the kids that sung in the church, you know, and they would go at it, man. They were always really good on the pianos, playing guitars, just playing different instruments and then singing, you know, battling in the cafeteria. Like, just little things like that. So yeah, man, it runs deep.
Yeah. I didn't
okay.
That
so your family's from Long, but you kind of hung out there after school and.
Yeah. So when I graduated from high school, Loris High, which is in Loris, South Carolina, I graduated. I had two choices: military or college. Well, I chose college. So I only applied to one school, which was Claflin University. Got accepted over the summer. I went up there for orientation. Liked what I saw. Came back home, packed all my bags, and waited for the date. That morning, my mom, "Hey, you ready?" I had all my bags packed in the living room and hit the ground running. Graduated, never went back home.
Nice. So, what's your take? Your biggest take from college?
Biggest take from college: networking. Made some great connections. I probably won't remember a lot of the information that I learned in the classrooms, but I always remember the people that I met in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Mark Zuckerberg for creating Facebook.
Right.
So and that, that can keep you connected with those people. Healthy relationships, you know, if you're ever down. Claflin, we're a really close-knit family, small college, about 1,600 students when I was there.
Yeah, it's
so
a little more now, but yeah.
Out of that 1,600, it feels like you know everybody. So if somebody, that's actually how I got started in banking. got out of college, knew somebody who was working in the same Wells Fargo I started, and knew a guy that was working there. He came, I saw him one day, he's like, hey, there's an opening. I said, I'm gonna apply. I went, did the interview. They asked me, did I know anyone there? I said, I know that guy. And he said, well, he's a good guy. We like you, brought me on. And 8 years later.
Cool.
Yeah, he really stuck to it.
Yeah.
And John, now you grew up in Miami?
Yes. So grew up in Miami. Now this may get a little funny, but between the ages of 0 and 8 months, somehow I ended up in Jamaica. and I spent, I want to say, maybe 5 to 7 years of my life there. Mm-hmm. And then I came back to Miami at that point in time. And then I spent the rest of my youth, essentially, in my South Florida. So Miami, Upper Miami, area, North Miami. I grew up in a Jamaican household, which growing up in Miami in a Jamaican household is essentially like, you know, it's very close.
Mm-hmm. So when you say Jamaican household, what's something different you experienced compared to Sheldon over here, grew up in Long, South Carolina?
I don't know if it's but possibly it's something over there, so. Is something that we'll hear, like, you know, in the Jamaican household, which is just pass me the thing over there.
He ate more jerk chicken than me.
Yeah, I guess he ate more fried chicken than me.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I had fried.
But as far as honestly, you know, just very, you know, very strict, but only as strict as you can be. You know, grandmother raised me, aunt raised me, so raised by a village, mom raised me, a lot of strong women raised me, you know what I'm saying? So there was that, and honestly, it was just...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Surviving, man, and thriving, you know. Uh-huh. Everything in South Florida, coming from Jamaica, was about a hustle, right? At least that's what I noticed.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what you were doing, there was always some kind of a move to be made somewhere. And it's not like I'm trying to get up over you, but I'm trying to get up. So how do we help each other? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Positive hustling. So between that and the not so positive hustling, I just put two and two together and was like, okay, well, I need to make a change here.
Yeah.
And I like him chose college.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And where were you at in Miami?
So I started off at Opa-locka. Then I gradually ended up moving to Ives Dairy area. So I started at Microcrop Senior High School. And then after Microcrop Senior High School, I ended up transferring to Miami Norland Senior High, which is closer to the stadium. Graduated from Miami Norland Senior High School, and then I went to Florida Memorial University, which is HBCU in South Florida, Opa-locka. If a lot of you guys don't know, it's there, next to St. Thomas University.
Okay.
So I ended up going to school there, got into baseball. I was a baseball player. Played maybe a year or so, and things weren't really working out the way I wanted them to, and then we got a new coach came in. So the old coach, who was really cool, was like, hey, man, there's a school in South Carolina, you know, if you want to go play there, so you don't have to go through all the stuff you're going through here. And I was just like, well, I want to play ball. So
yeah.
Sure. So I was like, I'll do it. You know, my mom, my grandma, you know, my aunts, they were the ones that essentially raised me. And I had obviously some cousins there. Shout out to my cousin, Carl. You know, my uncles that raised me, like they were there too. It was like a village. So just.
So when you got in trouble, the whole family whipped your butt.
No, not necessarily. Honestly, the way my grandma and my mom cut tail,
yeah,
you didn't need nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now I will tell you this: so like my cousin Carl, shout out to him, he was one to make you feel worse about it. So like something would happen, and Carl would come and do this thing called monkey face. Like you'll be crying,
yeah.
And he'll come and tease you. He'll get like, while the parents not looking, he'll come behind you like, chomp, and you know you're crying, chomp, and you'll look back here. Like that, and you would just start getting mad. Why are you messing with me right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, little things like that. But No, it wasn't like everyone whooped you type thing. Come on, they had it covered, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
They had it covered.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, it's kind of like in the South, you know.
Okay.
They kind of, you know, the grandma, if whoever's closest to you gets a hold of you first, yeah, they're the one who whips your butt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you're going to get it. You yeah. know what I mean? You're going to get it from somebody. But yeah, then I ended up, like I said, coming to college, transferred to Clatham University.
Did you play ball there? Did you actually?
I did play. I played for my first 2 years.
Okay.
And I had some situations I just couldn't get through, you know, with personal life happening. And on the field, it was just like a lot going on at home. And I was there by myself, so I had to kind of figure things out. So I just had to just focus on one thing. And
okay.
Unfortunately, baseball wasn't in my – at that time, I couldn't see how baseball was going to get me the future I wanted.
Okay.
Even though I passionately love the game, right? So.
Okay. So I think I skipped a step. So you got out of school. You went back to Miami.
Yes, I went back to Miami.
Okay.
Got into sales, worked that really hard. Shout out to ADT, made a lot of money there. Figured out there was another thing to this this money game, you know, and got into customer service after that, worked my way up. And I started seeing a trend of a ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And no matter how good you were, you know, how much you can come in and make a change and make it better, you weren't getting anywhere. You know, you weren't going to get a raise anytime sooner. You're going to have to wait your 2 years to go up, et cetera. So,
okay.
Facebook, shout out to Facebook who helped us out. My advisor from college, apparently they were looking for someone in the theater department. And one of my fraternity brothers, you know, looked out and remembered that I did something my senior year with the theater department. So my advisor searched Facebook, found out I was in Miami at a call center, you know, working for a glasses company, called the company while I was at work.
Okay.
Somehow they got the call to me while I was at work, took the call, proceeded to offer me, you know, the job, you know, opportunity. And that's how I ended up, you know, back at Clatham University. Yeah. And
what was that opportunity?
So I was working as a set designer as well as a sound technician at Clatham University, and I'm an English major.
Oh, okay, so, cool. So you got some production background.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So he's at a bank. You're doing production design. Where did this relationship grow as far as business-wise? When did it grow? You know, why did it grow?
Started with a couple parties, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We had another fraternal brother of ours who had like a barbershop. Mm-hmm. And in the back of the barbershop was like a big, empty, like a venue.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to him one day, he mentioned to me, man, we should throw an event, like a party or something, man. Let's make some money, you know. There's nothing going on here. And I was like, yeah, Cal got a space in the back of his barbershop. I mean, we can ask him about it. And we presented it to him. He was cool with it. We threw the first two or three there. And we just kept taking the money, putting it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we threw this big, like, we tried to do like a carnival event. And
yeah.
That one wasn't too good. But we learned from it.
We learned.
We learned. And then from that event, we learned that we could raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because we use other people's money for that.
To do that, exactly.
And we did something that a lot of investors don't, well, not investors, but a lot of entrepreneurs don't do. We got the investors' money. The event didn't go well, but we paid them back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And that kind of kept them with us.
Right.
Kind of like, oh,
right.
These guys are serious. Like, if they don't make it, they'll give you, like, then I ended up moving to Charleston right after that. We did that in the fall of 2018. In the spring of 2019, I'm packing up. I'm going to Charleston. It's only an hour away from Orangeburg, but we stayed in contact.
Mm-hmm.
I got down here. I would always, hey, John, man, you know, some stuff. It's Charleston's moving. It's a lot of stuff you can do in Charleston.
Yeah.
And he was still with Clatham. I want to say he was with Clatham.
I was still with Clatham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still Clatham at that time.
Like I said, we're frat brothers. We pledged at the same college.
Right.
We're all in a group me together with that. And we still keep in contact, all of us, for I joined in 2009. You joined in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And Sheldon's just always been that. He's always been that frat brother that was always making moves. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
He was always, you know, taking his money and reinvesting it in something positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it comes out positive. So I was just like, that's somebody that can move it, because Miami, almost everyone's moving like that, right?
Yeah.
It's not always positive, unfortunately. But
yeah.
You know, and so. What I realized was, if I find someone that we can, you know, both kind of come together and just be on a hustle, you know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
He invited me to Charleston a few times, actually. I wasn't able to make it because I was always working. And unfortunately, you know, I like to do a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of one of those open spirits, you know, I can see a way with almost anything. That's not always a good thing.
Yeah.
But when it works out, it's a great thing. Yeah. And moving here to Charleston, you know, was a strategic move, but it was also a move that I thought was going to give me more clarity and peace. You know, being in a place that's kind of city, but also slow enough for me to still for me still to grow, mm-hmm. right? And since we came here, man, like everything we do now, like we did when we were in Orangeburg, you know, hey, I got this going on. Hey, I got that going on. Hey, I just found out about this. Hey, I found out about that. Just keeping that network together, mm-hmm. it kept gelling the weather. Gelling together.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like how we said when we met, it's like the energy that you felt from the person, and after the conversation, follow up, you kind of realize if you guys can make something happen, what kind of relationship is going to be essentially?
Yeah.
And what does it turned out to be a great one. Business wise, perfect. Friend wise, better, because we, like we were saying earlier, we don't sugarcoat things with each other.
Yeah.
You know, we call how it is.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, you got to have that person to hold you accountable. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I've learned too in business. No matter if someone's going to like that answer, whether they like it or they don't like it, you have to give them that answer. Hit them between the eyes.
Right.
You know?
Not a yes man.
Right.
Anybody that I meet that wants to be my friend, I'll tell them up front. Disclaimer, I'm not a yes man.
Right. So any of my people that know me or my coworkers tell you the same thing. I'm not going to just tell you, yeah. You know, I'll debate you on it because I'm just like, you want me to agree with you. That's not what this is about. You ask me for my opinion. My opinion is this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't agree with yours. Well, that's... You know, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. I mean, that'll go a long way. I mm-hmm. mean, that's probably the biggest thing in my business when I told myself that no matter what the answer was, I got to be 110% above board and I got to mm-hmm. hit people in the mouth.
Right.
And if you don't hit them in the mouth, then you're not doing yourself justice. You're Absolutely. Not doing them justice.
Absolutely.
And the other side of that coin in this day and time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't like that truth.
Mm-hmm. Still gonna come hit you in the mouth, whether you like it or not, right?
I'd rather come from somebody I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's times we've done it to each other. There's times where I had to tell them something, and I was like, in my mind, I was like, well, I guess that's the end of the relationship, but it is what it is. And I get a call back. All right, bro. So I've been there. And vice versa. Same thing. I'm sure, you know, was flipped around where he says something to me, and he probably thought, well, look, it is what it is. And I came back around the next day. Yo, what are we, you know? It's just, it's a brother, like a brotherhood or a sisterhood.
Yeah.
It's a family thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like in business, unfortunately, we don't find that enough. That's what we thrive in, what we do. Like, we make the, you know, so I picked you up one of a few times, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we build a relationship,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And through that relationship, you know, you're going to want to always go back to that.
Yeah.
You know, there's that comfort you build there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We don't do that in business anymore. So, you know, yeah. unfortunately, so when you do do it, you're able to expand a little easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I saw you that last time, and I'm so damn busy, and I felt bad when I looked at the car, I said, did that sumbitch, that car change colors or what's going on? Or maybe I had too many tequilas or too many glasses of wine or whatever.
That's lead human, yeah.
But that reminded me, hey, I got to make this happen because I gave him my word.
Right.
I got to make it happen.
Right.
So we made it happen.
And yeah, you did that, you know, and
yes.
I appreciate that, brother.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't.
That's the universe too now, man. We talked about that too, right?
Yeah.
The energy, man. Like your energy was great every time. You know, you were always on business. I love that. That's what I've been putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people that's on their business.
Yeah.
I don't mind helping the occasional person that want to go get whatever, you know, I got you too. But ideally, you're not my target audience. Right, because
yeah.
you're not going to be consistent. But that person that's on his stuff,
yeah,
that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So
the business. Mm-hmm. Tell me now, Sheldon. You had the business, your transportation, the business established. Y'all hook up. Y'all established it together. Tell me how this. Where are you at when it started?
All right.
Right. What were your goals? Right. And what's going on now?
Started. Let's see. Let's take it back. I was working, this was fall 2020.
Memory bank.
Yep, fall 2020. Just started out just doing, my goal was to actually pay off my car. That's why I had a Dodge Challenger. And I told my fiance at the time, I was like, I'm tired of making car payments. So I had a coworker one day, just kept talking about Uber Eats. And I was like, I'm not delivering any food. I felt my pride was a little too high. But one day I tried it. Fell in love with it instantly. Man, I was I was changing clothes at the Wells Fargo, jumping in my, I was driving my wife's car because it was a gas saver.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver. Got the car paid off. I got it paid off like 6 months early. Next thing you know, COVID hits, boom. Uber Eats really booms.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's kind of how the whole that's kind of how I got into the whole driving. It started with food delivery. Well, now, if you go now, I'll go back to when I started with Wells Fargo at 23 years old. I told myself by 35, I didn't want to be working for anyone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to save up enough money so I can walk out of there and have a cushion set aside to pay bills while I, but I'd have, I already had a plan in place anyway. So here I am, 32 years old, sitting in a branch that's drive through only because of COVID. I'm bored. There's only four people in here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm actually on my phone on my Robinhood account. I'm putting money in Dogecoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, all that stuff, and it's dirt cheap.
And telling me about all of it, too.
Yep. Oh, okay. nice.
Get up one morning, I roll over, I look at my phone. Dogecoin just jumped up a tremendous amount. I just made like 20 grand in my sleep. I say, you know what? I look at my fiance, well, she's my wife now. I look at her, I say, you know, this is it. I look at the 401k. Well, I actually stopped it because I was making more money in Robinhood. Look at that. I look at this. It's like, all right, that's enough. Car pays off. Car's paid off. This is enough to pay out the taxes. I can pay the bills in the house. I can pay off my bills for the year. I'm out. Went to work. Typed up the 2 weeks notice. Turned it in. Jumped out. I was like, okay. But while as I was walking out of the door, I told my coworkers, I was like, hey, next time you guys see me, I have a Tesla. They were like, all right. Boom. This April 2nd, 2021. Walk out. Start doing Uber Eats by my own 2 weeks. Then my wife reminded me. She's like, hey, didn't you say you wanted to buy a Tesla? Don't lose focus of your goal. What you say? You say you were going to leave and get a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Why I wanted a Tesla is because that's why I watched a YouTube video. Everything was coming in alignment. I said I needed the money and I needed something to start.
Dream banker, yeah.
The money came. Now, I started kind of losing focus because I was so busy, like, making money. And my wife was like, hey, don't forget you said you were going to get that Tesla. Now, why I was going to get the Tesla, I watched a YouTube video of this guy. I can't remember his name. He was talking about how much money you could make driving Uber and Lyft with a Tesla. So, okay, cool. I'm on Facebook, looking up Teslas. All I know is a Tesla Model S at the time because I rode in one in Denver, Colorado on an Uber ride.
Yeah.
I found one in Greenville, South Carolina, called the guy. He's rude on the phone. I hang up on him. I get back online on Google, type it in again. Here's one in Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
I call. Young guy answers the phone. Man, he's selling the car, but he didn't need to. All I need him to do is just not be mean. And I was like, I only see one issue with this Tesla, man. He's like, what is that? I said, it doesn't have a sunroof. My Challenger had a sunroof. I was spoiled. I want a sunroof. He said, sunroof? I got one right here with a sunroof. I didn't even give him my phone number. He gets it off the caller ID and just sends me a picture of the car. I said, okay. I said, I'm in South Carolina right now. What's the chance of me getting that car delivered here? And he laughed. He's like, you're going to pay about $1.50 a mile. I was like, okay, cool. What's the mileage between here and South Carolina? I look it up. I wonder if it was like $1,000. I said, hold on. I go on Google, go to Expedia.com. So I can fly there for cheaper than that.
Yeah.
I book a flight. I booked the flight and I said, hey, I'm flying in tomorrow. Don't sell the car. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, we can't hold it unless you make a down payment. Here's my credit card information. I put the down payment down. I said, I'm letting you know I'm serious. Get to the airport, John drops me off. I missed the flight.
Oh, shot.
I got there too late, playing around. I stayed in the airport until the next one came.
Really?
I get to Dallas, they're closed.
Oh, shit.
I got a room at the hotel right in front of the dealership to make sure that nobody else could get that car before me. When the sun came up, I was already standing in front of the hotel. It's first time in Dallas. I didn't know they had these freaking freeways like Frogger.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, how can I get across the street?
Yeah.
So, like, this guy, random guy walks up. He's like, if you're thinking about jumping across that street, man,
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
unless do it you want to commit suicide right. today, don't do it. He's like, just get a lift. I was like, ding dong. I ordered a lift. Guy comes over. Man, it's 2 minutes. Just do a U-turn. Boom, yeah. Drops me off. But the place isn't open yet. So I just made sure that nobody else can buy the car. But I already get a down payment, but I still didn't trust it. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
So I was standing there waiting. I could see him walking around on the inside. I'm waiting. Next thing you know, they come to the door. Hey, how can we help you? I said, look. I'm the guy that called here yesterday, put a $500 down payment on a Tesla. I don't know where it is, somewhere in this building or outside of it. And they were like, I said, well, here's a cashier's check already made for $10,000. And I got another 11th grade right here. It's 21 grade. You gonna send me back to South Carolina without the car? I said, I ain't worried about the 500. I can make that back in a week. I'm not worried about it. So y'all wanna sell the car or not? They open the door early. Come on in.
Really?
Yeah, 21,000. You gonna let 21 nice. Grand walk away?
Nice.
So I get in, sit at the table, do the deal, sign everything, blah, blah, blah. I already got pre-approved with Navy Fed. I worked in banking. I'm not letting no car dealership run my credit. So I already got my pre-approved.
He already had his check in the hand when he got there.
Yeah. So here, get my car. Sign all the paperwork on my loan. I was so excited to get a Tesla that I didn't even look over the car to see if it was, you know, say any imperfections. I didn't care. Jumped in it. Didn't even know I had to get a Tesla account to charge the car. Jumped in. I found that out 2 hours later when I went to charge it.
Yeah.
Jumped in. Boom. They didn't give me a charging cable. Didn't care.
Yeah. They did a really bad job.
Really.
And the next 4 hours I spent trying to get a Tesla account, trying to figure out how to charge the car. Yeah. But it was a learning experience. I got back to South Carolina. Hit the ground. That next day, I didn't care about rest. I was good. That nice sleep that I had when I got home, I was just so excited. I was like,
yeah,
I'm here. Got it. Jumped on the next day, called up Uber, called up Lyft. Hey, got everything ready. I got this car. They put everything on. Boom. Start driving. It's working. However, I'm an analytics guy as well, too. So I'm like, okay. My challenge, I was spending $30 a day to deliver food. Well, with this Tesla, I'm spending $30 a day to charge it to deliver people. I don't want to spend $30 a day. Within 2 months, that Tesla's gone. Plus, it had an issue with it. And this is what I said, I should have checked the specs. Yeah. They had the car inside.
Leak.
Yeah.
So I didn't know the ceiling had a leak.
Mm-hmm.
It was inside.
Yeah.
So I called them, told them about it. And they're in Dallas, Texas. Man, I ain't about to go back and forth with them. I was like, you know what? Let me take it to Tesla, see if I can just get it fixed. Took it to Tesla. They quoted me about $7,000 to fix it, but they would buy the car from me for $21,000. I only owe $14,000 on it. It's like, not going for that. Who else can I sell it to? I ain't gonna say the name of the next place, but right. I found them. I was like, you know what? I'm going on a sunny day because I don't need the rain to come and they can see that there's leakage in it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So go there. They offer me $7,000 more than what Tesla offered.
Wow.
But that Tesla belongs to them now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And they had the Tesla that I wanted. Coincidentally enough, the Tesla I wanted was behind me while I was buying the one that I got in Texas. As I'm sitting at the chair, it's literally on the showroom floor behind me, but it wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So sold them that car, and we did a deal whereas they wouldn't get my car until I got my new car.
Mm-hmm.
So did a swap. Now I know way more about Tesla than I did before.
Yeah.
I know this car better come with a charger.
Yeah.
I know this car better come with, I wanted it to come with self-driving, but it didn't.
Yeah, there's a whole thing behind self-driving.
Self-driving.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So didn't really care about it. I was like, it's not gonna help me make any more money. I test drove it. And I know it had to have more battery range. Battery,
right? Yeah.
The one I had a range of 200 miles. Mm-hmm. This one had a range of 315.
Oh, okay.
So got in it, test drove it. I liked it. Everything worked out. They got their car, I got theirs. Started driving. Now the income goes up even higher
because
now I'm not paying $30 a day. I'm paying $15 a day. Sometimes $10 a day. Sometimes zero. I got a charger station installed at the house now. So
Nice.
Scaled it up.
Nice.
Scaled everything up.
Mm-hmm.
While John was doing Uber XL.
Yeah, I was doing XL at the time while he was doing that. My situation is very similar, and I, you know, just kind of cut through mine. So I moved here in 2021, February 1st.
Okay.
By February 16th, I was at a job that, it was a job. I wasn't looking for that. It's not why I came here. All right. But I was there because I was trying to pay the bills until I could figure it out and without having to dip into my own personal savings, right? So long story short, I moved past, 2 weeks later, I'm in a pretty bad accident where a dump truck hits me while I was headed to that job.
Mm-hmm.
It crushed my entire car except for where I was. So everything was crushed but where I was.
Okay.
It was pretty bad. It blocked off traffic for like 2 hours. Fast forward past that, needed a car. Got like a 2000. It was a 2006 Chevy Impala. It wasn't worth anything. So they gave me like $2,000. moved on, and I was like, Sheldon, I gotta figure it out. He was doing that. I was like, I need a car, bro. He was like, bro, just go anywhere. Like, look, go check this place out. Go check this place out. So I went somewhere, went and got approved. Got approved. I went and got me 2018 Highlander. Started doing X, and I was like, this ain't cutting it. Started on Uber X as well as not XL yet. I was just doing Uber X. Yeah. First of all, I didn't even know about Uber X. I was doing food only because that's what he had. I was learning from Sheldon.
Yeah.
So he was doing food initially. He hadn't told me about X. So everything he started doing, I started doing.
Okay.
When he started doing Premiere, I couldn't do Premiere.
Gotcha.
So I was just, okay, what's the next best thing? I was like, I got this big car. Why? Isn't there like a, I remember taking Uber and Lyft, and I remember there was other options. So I was like, let me look and see. And I was like, YouTube University, shout out to YouTube University. You know, that's how we kind of know about you guys too. Awesome,
yeah.
Right? Platform's awesome.
Yeah.
But went on there, saw videos, and I was like, bro, this XL, they pay more. It's like probably like 10 to 20 to 25, sometimes $30 more. So I was like, let's try that. Started doing that. That thing was booming. So I stuck to that, and I cut out the X. And I was like, well, it's people who want to do X. Now they can get more rides.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing Uber Eats, and I'm just doing XL. Nice. Doing great, money running up now, but I'm working like crazy, like always work. Like, we have some stories. We're out in that field, you see me, like, yeah. We're working, right?
Yeah. Why have I run into John multiple times? I haven't seen you yet. Where are you at?
Oh, man. So this is what kind of made it work a lot, really well for us. When we would wake up in the morning, we would hold each other accountable. Let's get up in the morning. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We would always go to separate areas of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So I would be more towards the James Island, Kiowa area.
Mm-hmm.
He would be more on the Mount Pleasant.
Downtown.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So
from city, so.
We kind of covered. We would cover the city. Now, that's not to say that the app wouldn't send us across.
Yeah, of course, like, of course.
And we'll but it always worked so well that we never. Now, every now and then, we would get the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And like. They were like, oh, I just rode in your car yesterday. And like, you had a guy named John.
Mm.
Yeah, his Tesla was purple and green. And like, yeah, we went to college together. We know each other. So started working out like that. So anyway, the goal started just to get a Tesla. Next goal was make as much as like, The goal originally was $1,000 a week.
Right.
I set a low goal.
I'm a salesman. I was like, the most I can make.
Yeah.
Yeah. I showed him that $2,000 that once. It was over $2,000. It was like $2,200.
He was John was the Grant Cardone. 10 times to the max.
I was 10X.
I was 10X, right? I'm going here.
Yeah.
Now, when he was doing the XL and I was doing the Premiere,
mm-hmm.
this is what really helped. I went to him. I was like, look, you work how many hours a day? He's like, sometimes 12. I said, I'm going to show you what you can make if you got a Tesla and you just do 4 to 5.
Okay.
And it was the same amount. Mm-hmm. So I was like, bro, you can cut your work hours if you just get a premier car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
that's so then you leveled up and got you a Tesla.
Like clockwork. At that point, so accident, one Highlander, double up two Highlanders, and I shifted gears.
Uh-huh.
I had the 2016 and 2018, and I was like, okay, I have both of these cars. You know, I can't use them both. They all need to make money. You know, so I was like, what do I do? So I took one and I threw it on Turo. Remember, we were doing a Turo too.
Oh, yeah. I did put the first Tesla on.
Yeah. So we were also on that too. So I was like, well, I'm going to put one of these on Turo. I threw the 18 on there. It was a newer one. And I just drove the 16, which was the model I wanted anyway. So I took that out and I would drive that and do an Uber XL. And once he told me about that game and I was like, okay, I got to make the switch. I was like, okay, the Highlander's doing okay on Turo, but it's just paying for itself right now. I need to make money, so I need to go ahead and get rid of this. So I sold it to a company. I'm not going to say that company's name.
Yeah.
Right? Sold to this company. They gave me $3,000 more than what I actually ordered in the car. So I took that, the down payment from that, put a down payment on the Tesla. Now, what I did was I went to Navy Federal too, thanks to, you know, my boy Sheldon here. For you guys that know about Navy Federal, you know, there's ways to, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, everyone can have an account with Navy Federal essentially.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting an account with them and they approved it. Same thing like him, I got a check. And Sheldon was the one that spotted the car first. He kept talking about getting the car, but he wasn't making any moves on getting the car. And I was like, bro, when I saw the car, I was like, I'm getting the car, Sheldon. And he was like, go ahead and get it, you know. And then boom, I went ahead and got a check from Navy Federal, called the guy up, checked the car out, it was all good. And I went and got a Tesla, and I was the same day, I think it was, it's like him, the same day we got the cars, we were already upgraded, made the phone calls, got on the phone with the people from them. Hey, we need to approve the account. What you need? Mm-hmm. You know, got it done. Yeah.
They have to basically, you have to give them the information on the car for them to upgrade your account to be able to do these type of rides.
Right. Gotcha.
And they'll tell you like, oh, you have to do so many rides prior to get to that level.
To that level.
Well, they'll take all of the food deliveries and all of the, everything else you did and combine it to get you there. So you don't have to start
all over from scratch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Premier status essentially.
Yeah.
So once we got to the Premier or the Uber support, was it Uber Diamond status, whatever. Then at that point in time, you can you're a Premier driver, you have the Premier car, you can make more money doing it. So yeah, that's how we got started doing that. And
so the advantage of these Teslas is basically gas. You don't have to pay for gas, you know, so you're charging up and you get, you said 315 miles per charge in each car.
Yep.
So 315 miles per charge in each car. No gas cost. Once you get your finances in order, how you're paying for the Tesla, that's increased your revenues on both ends. So where do you take this? You know, you both are running pretty smooth now. You've maxed out. Where you at? Where do you take this business now in this transportation? Y'all want to try to build something? Y'all building something together? What is your goal?
So it started as two separates. So Charleston Tesla Toys was the first thing. Like John, I may come up with something. John's an action guy. I may be a, I'm a slow, everything's got to make perfect sense to me. John is the, I'm going to go find out.
Yeah.
And I'm the more, I'm gonna analyze it.
Yeah.
If I think it's gonna work, then I'll go.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I got this thing with Charleston Tesla Toys, and he hit me back. He was like, Premier EV Solutions. So I was like, well, if you got two separate things, you drive, just make one and do two separate. Like, you have yours, I have mine, but we share it together. So you own this, I own this, but this guy is the main thing.
Like a network,
We made a network.
Like a network.
Because there were other guys that, so there was another guy too that I consulted and got him in a Tesla.
Gotcha.
So to make it more fair, like if he has an area and he's doing things, I have an area and I'm doing things, and he has one, but we can all still help each other. Because there may be a time where, let's say he can't take every ride, or he has a contract with this area over here, but maybe he's going on a vacation. So to keep that going, hey, Sheldon, can you take these for me? Hey, John, can you take? And we started just doing it like that.
And explain to me you said the Tesla. What was the Tesla? What'd you call that?
Premier EV Solutions.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me what that.
So essentially, that came is. Because I was like, okay, so we have these EV vehicles. We're obviously reducing our carbon footprint, which is great. But we also have to increase our financial, you know, portfolio. Like, that's the point, to make money. So when I started thinking about it, I was like, we're saving on gas. What do we got to do? It's the type of rides we're taking. So I was like, well, why is Uber paying us more? Why is Lyft paying us more for Lux? It's because of the status that, you know, society gives these vehicles, right? Our cars, which are great cars, don't get me wrong, luxury vehicles.
Yeah.
So we spent more on them. They pay us more for the rides. So I received a call from, it was a friend in Miami, and they were coming to town and they needed a ride. But this particular friend, they like to ride nice, always. Mm-hmm. So they was like, hey, John, you know, I see, you know, you riding the Tesla, man. Can you ride us around the city? And we got to talk. And he was like, John, why don't you just start, like, you know, talking to people directly on the street and, you know, people you see in businesses, and just make your own cards and see if people ride with you directly. So that's what we started doing. And one ride from, it was a Moles downtown. Mm-hmm. I was there and I had this lady in my car. She was sitting there talking business with this guy, and I handed her my card. She called me one time and she started referring people to me. Sheldon, I think you had someone in Kiowa, you said reached out to you, and yeah, and started passing his cards out. And that's like, people just started getting out. So now it's just like, you know, our own private business, we're doing pretty well. You know, however, you know, where do we go from here? And that's kind of where we met up. We were like, okay, well, what else are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's bring it together.
And it gets to the point where you don't need, because I mean, you don't want to compete clause with
Lyft.
So like,
you don't need
it. The point where you have to separate from them, you know, get your own commercial insurance, get yourself registered with the city of Charleston. And now when you get into the airport, normally you see the cargo vans and those. Now you see a lot of Teslas coming up. So it's like,
gotcha.
Oh wow, it's like these electric car guys.
Right.
If they made an electric bus, we probably have that too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that's the ultimate goal, to get to that point where we can have that network of those vehicles. And you know, then we can just, you know, bring drivers on, you know, or if you already got your vehicle, you know, we can just bring you on and work. We understand people don't want to work with people anymore. We get that. But yeah, we just want a job done, right?
Yeah.
So if you can do the job and you got the certification, you got the car, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, let's network it.
So how's things going for you right now?
Great. Of course, you know, in the spring, summer, and the fall in Charleston, South Carolina, there's a wedding every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you never, one thing I learned when I first started, you never know who's in your car.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You never know who's in the back seat of your car. All it took was for one person, but from both of us,
mm-hmm,
all it took was for you to give your information, and wow, one person. And that person just,
yeah.
You're getting calls from people from Minnesota, Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just had some people the other day, one was from Scotland, the other one was from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're getting, and I lived in Scotland as a child, so like, I kind of could connect with, that's a long time ago. But living in Scotland, working in banking, customer service since I was 16,
uh-huh,
I know how to talk to people, I know how to relate to people, I like sports. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is find one thing that you have in common with that person. Talk to them about it in a while. And this one group, one husband and wife, the husband went to Coastal Carolina University, which is in Horry County, South Carolina, which is where I'm from. Whole conversation about that. Wife liked me, went home, gave my phone number to some, she has a Facebook group of their community, and
blew out.
It all started from there.
Interesting.
One person turns into 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 people, and none of them are from South Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
Have houses here. Those 10 people go out and give it to 10, people, 21
and
people.
And it keeps going, yeah.
And it gets to the point where, like, now I'm calling, hey, I can't drive everybody.
Right.
Hey, John, can you help me?
Same.
Yeah.
Can you help me? And
like, I leave out of town this weekend. I can't do a trip, so I have people that got to get places.
Uh-huh.
Sheldon, you know, and
fills the void.
Yeah, so fills the void. And, you know, it's just, like I say, it's a family, it's a network type thing.
Well, it's similar to New Jersey. I mean, before I was here, I was in Norcalla, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I was 20 miles from New York City.
Okay.
And I had two drivers. Mm-hmm. I had a driver. One guy was from Turkey. Or both guys actually were from Turkey. One was a Kurd. One wasn't. I used to kid him. I said, you know, let me know if there's going to be anything crazy going on in the city. Because he was a Kurd. Yeah. But we had a good relationship, whatever. But they had a similar type network.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, if he couldn't pick me up and get me the airport, boom, he'd have his buddy there.
Right.
Pick me up, give me the airport, you know.
Yeah,
same thing, man.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, with all the stuff out there about, you know, rideshare, people, the ultimate thing, I think, in our business is that people want to feel safe, comfortable, and kind of just free to, you know, express themselves, honestly, because that's what I get a lot. People just things going on, they want to talk to somebody. And no, it's not going to like end up with the, you know, the best friend tomorrow type stuff, right? Or the spouse the next day. So we just create a comfortable environment for them, and we just do it in style. And I think people, you know, they appreciate that and they share that information.
It got so good, man, because there's no service center for Tesla in South Carolina. So we have to take our cars to Savannah, Georgia, if there's like a serious issue. And there's a local guy here in Charleston that works for them.
Right.
But it got to the point where like when I had two cars. So when I started taking the first Tesla there, I was always telling them in the office like what I was doing in Charleston.
Right. Yeah.
Then when I came back with the second one, they were like, okay, this guy's real serious. He had a different Tesla and now he has another one. They asked me, they were like, what happened to the white one? I was like, I sold it. I was like, yeah, you guys lowballed me, so I sold it to someone else. But I'm back here with this one.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, well, you're really serious because you could have got another car. But you stayed with us. And I was like, yeah. And I'm showing them the amounts that I'm doing per week.
Yeah.
And like I said, they don't have a service center here. So it's kind of hard for them to sell their cars here because they don't have a network here. Well, and I was like, well, it's not just me. I got another buddy here too. Mm-hmm. And he actually went up there and introduced himself.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're like, hey, while you guys are driving people around, and what are people talking about? I was like, most of them asking me about your cars.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does this do? How do you do that? How do you do that? And I'm like, we're like salesmen for you guys without selling
the
car. And there have been people that have came back, and we've seen them at a charging station. They bought cars because of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't want to drive people around, but they just wanted a Tesla.
To have a Tesla.
And we sold the car.
Right.
But like, I told the guy, I was like, he offered, like, you know, they wanted to compensate, like, hey, you can send people, but me, I'm, hey, man, I'm not a greedy person. If right. I'm blessed and I'm making money over here, hey, give me a card, I'll pass it out to people, but I don't want you, you ain't got to pay me for that, man.
Like, it's like authenticity, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you got something good going on, like, invite us out to check it out, you know? Yeah. Honestly, I don't even, if it's a restaurant, we'll come out there and we'll spend the money. Like, we're not coming to lowball, you know, if you want to add something extra that you want us to talk about, you know, because you think it's so great. Okay, so be it. We'll come check it out. We'll set a date. We'll come do it, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, Hank Seafood. I'm not shouting them out. I'm just using an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it. Kept hearing about it. Kept hearing about it. Kept hearing about it. Kept hearing about it. So one day on my lunch break, I stopped. I was in my jumpsuit. I was just, you know, just like regular day. I was gonna have lunch here. I get here. It's a nice, you know, place. I get there, but it was super homey. They were welcoming. Get in there, sit down. Community table. Eat food there. Great place. Now what I do? All people are like, oh, I want seafood. First place come my head. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Now I'm here. You're unimpressed. This is amazing. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how much you want me to share your information about it, but, you know, anytime we're in people in the cars, hey, man, have you ever watched? Yeah. Have you ever checked out? It's just, it's a family. It's a network. And I guess sometimes I tell people we're like a walking, talking billboard.
Yeah.
You know?
What's that place? Estadia?
Oh,
I drove the owner of Estadia mm-hmm. downtown on Spring Street. Oh. Cool guy, told him, when I was like, you know, I get a lot of people, tourists, that I ask them for a good place to eat.
Right.
He's mm-hmm. like, come by my store on Monday. So I went by, he gave me 5 gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, pass these out. And this one's for you. He gave mm-hmm. me a $50 gift card and some $10 gift cards. He's like, pass them out to different riders next time they ask that.
Mm-hmm.
So I rode around, just passed them out. And I go to different restaurants. Now, he was the only one that actually did it.
Right.
But still, just that relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back, hey, you want me to pass out some more gift cards right. for you? Because if you're the only restaurant that wants to do it, it's basically like you just said, we're a rolling billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put a bunch of stickers
on.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, yeah.
But if you got some nice cards, like small businesses, and mm-hmm. they want to get a push, you got to think, there are over, I would just go and say, there's over 500 Uber and Lyft drivers here in Charleston.
Yeah.
If your business cars and all of those cars,
yeah.
If all of those people are doing up to 20, 30 rides a day.
Yeah.
30 times 500, what is that, 1,500?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, don't quote me on that. That's
1,500. Yeah.
That's 1,500 people that see your car
right.
a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I just thought of something, too. Have you ever heard of that show, Taxi Cab Confessions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. an older show, right?
Yeah. Old show.
Yeah.
What do you think people would think if you filmed the conversation?
So the YouTube video that I learned the Tesla model from,
yeah.
that guy was doing that.
Uh-huh.
Now, he wasn't in South Carolina. He was in
okay.
California. Yeah. And I did buy a GoPro,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, see, let's say some people that we have in our cars are, there's some things that you don't want on camera.
Right.
So, and then the type of people that we ride, they're more so like a private group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want to be in a nice car, but they don't want people to see them.
Exactly.
So we have our windows tinted, of course.
Right.
It's like you're in a, I don't know, like you're a celebrity. We make you feel like a celebrity. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you do get in there and you say, record me.
Yeah.
I have a GoPro in there.
Right.
And I, yeah, but.
It,
yeah.
It's that.
Have you recorded many conversations?
No. I have. Because it's that weird line that we still haven't figured out.
Yeah. Is that gray area?
Yeah. Legally, how do we handle that?
You want to mm-hmm. you know? You got to get them to sign these.
Yeah. Either that or you can just go for it like some people do. But, you know, I ain't got them. I don't want them kind of problems.
Because I was thinking Tesla confessions.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a book of them. But it's just,
yeah.
You know, the ones that you know you can move on without any. Because in your beginning stages, I feel like we're building from the ground up. And what we don't want is any inconveniences, right? So that's why. No, that's why we haven't moved on them. Do we want to? Oh, I mean, if you know some ways, brother, we can talk. Because
yeah. Well, maybe you could chart the stories, mm-hmm. and then when we cast different people and film it, you cast people and they act it out.
That is, and we have a theater director, head of a theater director.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That might be a way to monetize some content because we got the network to do
we
it.
We do. We
the
actually
thing
do.
Is we've driven a couple actors. I know he's had one of the members of Southern Charm,
mm-hmm.
and I've had one in my.
Oh class. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
not gonna say her name, but yeah.
Yeah, we've had cast members from the show. I just didn't think You know, I don't know. It's just like that gray area.
The things that we, so it's a whole Chronicles. And like I said, I'm here for it. You know, I'm here for it. It's a whole Chronicles of things that Uber drivers, you know, not just us, you know, drivers, private drivers figure out and see out there.
Yeah.
And half of it is, in my opinion, is more than TV ready. It's just
now we do the Tesla cam.
Yeah.
We're like, so our cars actually record as we're driving. So anything outside the car, we have footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can post that, but like, and there's no sound.
Yeah.
So okay.
So we can add sound to that, but
on the inside, interesting. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
And I always share that with my cousin. Like, hey, this is a no judgment zone. Because some of these rides are to Savannah, Georgia, Pula, Georgia. I've taken someone to D.C.
I told you about Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you've my longest.
Miami, wow.
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And like most of them, they're either gonna fall asleep in your car.
Yeah.
Some of them are very talkative. And one thing that I always took away, so in the banking world, I dealt with a lot of affluent customers. I was actually out in the Kiawah Island area. And when you're in an area of people like that, they're known, but they don't wanna be known.
Yeah.
And it's, how do you say? They'll get in your car and they kind of give you that disclaimer, you know, I want to talk, but I don't want nobody to know what we're talking
about.
And you never, like I said, you never know who's in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing I'll take away from a lot of them is a lot of them are CEOs, CFOs.
Yeah, they have stuff to lose.
And not only that, they'll give you a lot of gems. Oh, they can tell you a lot. Like there's some people, literally, there's a guy that I drive now, Houston, Texas. Every time he flies into Charleston, I get a call, well, before he flies in, because he knows I'm busy now. He watched me go from that first Tesla to the second Tesla to having more people driving Teslas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He watched it grow, and he's so impressed. Like, wow, when I first met you, man, you were just literally a guy picking me up downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just, when the first thing he said when he got in my car, I don't want to use the apps anymore. And I was like, you know, I'm thinking.
Well, you never know. Well, I always said that because you never know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
because I've had some drivers just call in the morning for the airport, and I'm like, I'm taking my life in my own hands. Right. And you know what I mean?
It's both ways too, man. It's not just, you know, externally, but it's also internally too. Because as drivers, sometimes we didn't know. You know, like, you know, one of the platforms, you know, expects us to be online, you know, an hour ahead of the ride, but the customer canceled up to an hour. I've had situations multiple times where, you know, stay there for 2 hours waiting on a customer because you got to get online an hour, you got to wait an hour based on their pre-order time, and it's a $50 payout, and it's just like, I just wasted 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think this is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, things like that make the drivers not want to stay consistent with the apps, you know, especially when they're good drivers and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And there are people saying, hey, start your own business. I'll just work with you and I'll spread my network to you.
Yeah.
We're not all trying to become billionaires. If it happens, great. You know, but at the end of the day, it's more so about, I want to build my own, you know what I mean? And I appreciate everything. And, you know, I'm still down to be a partner, but I never actually worked for you.
Right. Yeah.
So it's business in the end, at the end of the day, but it's also at the same time, like, we want to help those customers that understand our value, right?
Yeah.
And we can help the others too, but those are the ones that are going to get, you know, priority, ultimately.
Yeah.
So hence Premier EV Solutions, the Premier, you know, is you're paying for a certain status.
Yeah. So if someone's looking for you, how do they find you?
So you can go on our Instagram, Premier EV Solutions LLC. That's the easiest way right now. You can go on there, shoot us a DM. We'll get back to you. We reply to our DMs, you know, pretty quickly. We currently have our website, but it's in construction. We're trying to figure out the route in which to, I guess, build a website, right? We don't want to be doing it multiple times. Mm-hmm. So we're taking our time with that. And as we build our clientele as well, we want to make sure that we're kind of controlling that, right? It's really just us right now. Shout out to my fiance, Leslie, for helping out with a lot of the coordinating on my end. I'm sure your fiance Brittany is doing the same on his end. Okay. Just kind of helping. Sorry. My apologies. Yes, he's married now. We've been busy.
Yeah.
Don't come. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, so it's really just us. You know, we're building our lives together and we're trying to build these, you know, our own legacies together, right? And the only way we do that is if we kind of structure it. So Instagram seems to be where we kind of started and people started recognizing us on.
Yeah.
So we want to stick with that. And it's just people seem to like it, you know. But most of our stuff, mine come in just normally through a message.
Word of mouth.
Someone like you give it to, you know, your friend and they'll just like, hey, you know, John said I can call you for a ride. Boom. Client, you know, lock them in. And then as they come, they always ride with us and it builds like that.
And then it is just two of us right now.
Right. Yeah.
So let's say we put the website out and the floodgates open.
Right.
Yeah.
Only two of us.
Yeah.
So right now it's more so as we're just building.
Yeah.
And now,
like I said, I convinced my brother over here to do things in steps.
Yeah.
Build it, try it, and you climb. You crawl, walk, run.
Yeah.
So when you see after a while it's working, now you go out and you get. Because when you go out to recruit another driver, let's say we transition to our everything's us, no more of the apps. Now we got these drivers. Well, you know, say it helps sell it better when you can show this person this is what I'm doing without the apps and a Tesla.
Right.
I'm a former 8-year banking veteran. I can show you how to get the car. Your credit's bad, don't worry.
Right.
Give me 2 months.
Right.
Gotcha.
If that, yeah.
I'll show you how to get that.
Right.
And boom. If let's say, God forbid, you're just too in a, your situation's too bad, here's my car. It's leased under it's under a business name. Let's write up an agreement. You drive this car for 40 hours a week. This is how much you have to pay me per week. Everything else, cash tips, you keep.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Get another car.
But there goes, that's the same thing he's talking about, building it slow, but controlling the volume as it comes in.
Yeah.
As these people come on, we don't just want to put them in a car and let them drive because they need it. No.
Yeah.
You have to climb yourself to a certain status too. And I'm not saying financially, but mentally, right? How you carry yourself. So when those people get in your car, they got to learn how Sheldon operates, right? They got to learn how John operates. They got to learn how, you know, how Tesla Tour is a Premier EV solution, which, you know, is, you know, the one thing now, Premier EV solution. We would need to figure out how we operate before you get in one of our vehicles and take our guests, because they already know how we operate. You know, they've already, most times they've already ridden with us.
Kind of, right? You're creating your own blueprint, if you will. Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So you have to follow our missions.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
And one of our recruiting tools that we're kind of using now is we join the Uber and Lyft Charleston group of Facebook. Well, we can go through and see who's the hardest worker, who's just the complainer,
right? Yeah.
Who's the, you know, and we just scan through people.
Right.
Sometimes we'll throw clickbait in.
Yeah, I go in and block people. If I see someone I made 3,000 or 2,000 this week and everyone's cheering them on and you're that person there that's like, I go in there, click on you, and I block you. I don't want to.
Negativeness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we're in a certain, you know, it's a hard game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're out here getting it. You know, there's some people working overnight consistently. We know people that sleep in their cars, you know, but what you see, people see that, but they don't know the other end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That guy might, or lady might have, you know, let's say the guy might have two child support things he's trying to pay and survive.
Yeah.
Right. He may have his family living good, but he's not, you know, Steve Harvey talked about that with his situation. Right.
Yeah.
It's things like that, that a lot of people don't know when they see that person is hustling real hard. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the guy I'm going to come in. When you made $2,000, I mean, I know what you went through because I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been out there in those nights. Now, I'm, you know, sleeping in my car. You know, if you're honest, I've never let that happen. It's going to be white.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just one of those things where I get it. And those are the people we're looking for, though, right? We also want to make sure we bring them, you know, to work with us, that we're also offering them something as well, right? So it just has to be an even playing field, man.
I think you're in a good town. I mean, the town's exploding.
Yes.
Yep. You know, you got your foot in an area that I don't think there's independently has been taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think if you guys stay consistent with what you're doing,
right,
you got your heads on right, you got a good business model, you got Sheldon over here watching the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like a hawk.
You know what I mean? So
it don't make money.
It doesn't. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All money ain't good money. If it's
right.
If it's a hit coming with it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, some days I won't even drive because I day trade.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the house and Ding, ding, ding. Without making a weekend driving this car, I'm making 2 hours.
Right.
Nice.
He taught me a concept that I had to understand better, and I get it now. Like, I get it so hard. Like, I use it more than he does now. And it was, I will pay a mother, fill in the blank, to stay the away from me.
Yeah.
But it's a great concept.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it. How many, and I don't know if we curse on your side, I just don't want to be, you know.
No, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
No, yeah. I know what I mean.
You ever lend somebody some money and they didn't pay you back and they stay away from you?
Yeah.
So in the other, you just paid them to stay away from you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
If I got a despair, I'll pay you to stay away from me.
Right, it's not always a good situation. And sometimes you got to pay to get it away from you. And,
yeah.
You know, we've done that enough now. We're still doing it consistently and it's paying dividends.
Nice.
Now the right people can get around us. You know what I mean? The network can grow the way it's supposed to grow.
Nice. Well, I'll keep thinking about ways maybe we can create some content.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to build a mini Hollywood here and we're trying to figure out some stuff. But I mean, there's some good, this is a good story. It's good information, you know, because, you know, if there's someone like what I try to do with this podcast is I try to create these moments of, you know, creating new life understandings, right? So if there's someone that is similar to your age, right, they don't know what to do or whatever, you know, these little pieces of information that you're talking about may teach them, hey, either I want to call these guys or it may teach them to start a business in another city or whatever. Absolutely. So that's, I think that's important.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's some good stuff.
That's what I spent, I would say, my past 4 years doing before I came here to Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's just that, man. Mentoring guys.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly learning from them too. You know,
even
though I was older, I learned a lot from a lot of these guys too. You know, you never know the situations you run into. He knows, man. I've called him plenty of times to tell him what I had to do, and he was just like, bro, you know, you got that. So I get it, man. That's what we try to do. Just spread positive energy, you know, help as much as we can, but make sure we're building something. You know, and we can't just be helping, not helping ourselves, because that doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely. Dude, is there anything else we need to cover? I think we covered. I think it's a good story. I think it's a good flow, good story. We'll chop it up, take all the good pieces, you know, and put it out there. We'll get out there as soon as possible. But I appreciate you guys coming in.
All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a first and hopefully not a last situation, man. Hope we're looking at you in, you know, 6 months from now and have another conversation.
So, let's check back in a couple months and see what's going on. And Sheldon John, and this is EV.
Premier EV
Solutions is their business. They've joined forces. College friends here in Charleston, South Carolina, making it happen. Appreciate y'all coming on the show. And my name is John Edmonds Cosma. I'm the CEO of Bang Productions.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you.
To the Honor Press podcast, man. Yeah. I'm very impressed, by the way. I'm not unimpressed.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all coming in.
All right. Thanks, man.
Go.
All
right. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.